From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is the rose spirea from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. Rose spirea is a harbinger of fall along the coast. As the days shorten and cool, this shrub bursts into a final round of flowering, then goes dormant for the winter. It is considered a wetland obligate, a plant that can only grow in wetlands, but that does not deter it from growing on dune crests as well as in low swales along the coast. Rose spirea grows from the central British Columbia coast into California at low to mid elevations. In the rose family, rose spirea is also called hardhack and Douglas spirea. Local cranberry farmers call it buckbrush, though the latter is a common name for a California lilac or ceanothus. Rose spirea grows 3 to 4 feet tall with flowers in dense spikes of light to dark pink and is another good pollinator plant. Leaves are grayish-green in summer and golden to dull orange in fall. In winter, the stems and twigs are a lovely copper to reddish-brown. Plants can be started in winter from bare stem cut and stuck into the ground. The word spirea is the source of our modern-day word aspirin, and yes, it does have salicylic acid in its stems and twigs. European spireas were common sources for this pain-killing or analgesic compound, as well as willow bark, in centuries past. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.